Don, we're here tonight at the Emerald Awards, and you and Alpac are a winner in the Shared Footprints category. Tell me about the award.
The Shared Footprint Award is sponsored by the Alberta government, and it's the first year that it's come about for participation in the Emerald Awards. Over the last two decades, Alpac has been working diligently at integrated land management, and that's exactly what the award was for.
Well, certainly Alpac's been a pioneer in this area. What is it exactly that the integrated land management is?
At Alpac, what we've tried to do is integrate our business with the oil and gas business at every facet of their development, from exploration to production and then right through to the reclamation processes that they go through, as well as our own reclamation process as well. On the exploration side, what we've done is help them narrow down seismic lines to the point where they're almost negligible on the landscape anymore, and there is no lasting footprint comes from most of that exploration technique. On the development side, we've initiated planning projects with all of the mines and with the SAGD developers there. And on the reclamation side now, we've taken an initiative through the University of Alberta's research program and learned much more. And we've been planting trees as an operational project on the landscape, and this year we're up to 990,000 trees.
Why would you want to work together with another company, especially one that's in a competing industry?
Well, actually, Cheryl, that's not totally correct, because we don't compete with the oil and gas fellows for the trees on the landscape. They have a different resource that they're going after.
But you compete for the land.
We do compete for the land, yes, and that's why I want to make sure that it gets reclaimed or they use as little as possible. Each of our integrated land management projects is designed to accommodate one of those issues between our industries. On the exploration stage, we've reduced the exploration footprint by more than 20,000 hectares in the last 6 years on our landscape. On the planning stage, if I plan and log on exactly their landscapes so as that they aren't doing that and I'm logging somewhere else in the forest, then those trees become my value-added product. And at the reclaim stage, what we've done is we've tried to ensure that the footprint is taken off the landscape as rapidly as we can make it by giving them trees, actually, and then making sure that they're planted in a timely fashion.
What are the economics around this?
Well, the economics become a shared economic opportunity between the companies. It ends up where if I'm spending a dollar and they're spending a dollar to get a job done, then I don't have to spend $2 to do the same job.
Now, Alpac is operating in northeastern Alberta. Are other areas of the province or the country picking up on your innovations?
It's funny you should ask, Cheryl, because just as recently as yesterday, we were talking with another large pulp company from the province, and they came over to sit down with us for a day and take a look at our integrated land management project and see how they could implement our processes into their business. And the forester fellow that was over there kind of said at the start of the morning, well, Don, I don't think we have the same opportunities as you do because the Northeast is so much busier with your oil sands. And I said, well, it's not necessarily the big projects that always make the difference. You have exactly the same opportunities to integrate on your seismic, on your development, and your reclamation as we do. They just might be smaller projects at the same time. And by the end of the day, the same fellow was saying, you know, Don, you've really opened my eyes, and you're right, because we do have all these same opportunities. We've just never looked at it in the same way that you do here and implemented them to our advantage.
It's been tough slugging, trying to get it off the ground for two decades. Why did the company stick with this?
I think Alpac has stuck with it, I'm going to say maybe a little bit to my doing, because you know, I keep banging my head in the door and saying, hey, you guys, we can do a better job of this, so let's make sure we do. And over the last number of years, we've been quite successful. You know, I can turn around and point to significant land savings of land not cleared or not developed as a result of our programs. I can point to integrated harvest plans that have helped us and oil companies meet time frames and government regulations. And I can also point to extensive reclamation that's been done in our region to try and remove the footprint off the landscape.
Thank you very much, Don, and congratulations on the award.
Oh, thank you very much, Cheryl. It's a pleasure.